Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
There is a lot of drama in AI right now around open source. Of course, Elon Musk has filed a lawsuit against OpenAI claiming that they're not, you know, true to their mission by creating open source tools. Instead, they're being for profit, right? So there's this whole like drama back and forth going. And in all of this, a huge new announcement has come. Elon Musk, he recently just tweeted and said, this week, xAI will open source Grok. So Grok is Elon's xAI's response to ChatGPT. It's essentially a ChatGPT that if you pay $16 a month for X Premium, right, or whatever, it's kind of like if you want to get your blue check mark on Instagram, you got to pay them like $20 a month. I think it's $16 on X to get that blue check mark. But if you get it, you also get access to Grok, which is like their open source now, or which is their ChatGPT competitor. Now, this isn't, it's kind of like a V1, to be honest. I pay for it. I get it. But I usually still am using ChatGPT for most tasks. It's not really something that I'm using a ton. But of course, it's their V1. This is like their GPT 3.5. I haven't even seen it, you know, them talk about benchmarks on this thing. It's kind of just a tool. I think they literally spun it up in 3 months. But it's very interesting. Open sourcing this, I think, has some big implications for businesses and all sorts of things. What's your take on this, Jamie?
Yeah, I mean, I think all these businesses are starting to realize that open source really is the way to go with AI, because it's going to be able to just make it better overall, having input from different people using it for different things, and just having it be accessible to anyone, similar to like, you know, Wikipedia we've mentioned in the past. And so, you know, it's kind of a race to who can make the best product. And by making it open source, I think you're going to overall just have a better product in the end. Obviously, I understand there's security concerns and misuse concerns, but I think as we continue to grow and develop these AI systems, that'll just be kind of a natural thing that we have to deal with anyway. So what do you think, Jaden?
Yeah, okay, so I wanted to get into some of the drama behind this, because I think this is really interesting. We have the billionaires of X, all the big tech guys are all arguing about if this is a good thing or a bad thing. And actually, these arguments have been starting at the beginning of the month. We had Marc Andreessen, who of course owns A16Z, one of the number one venture capital firms, accusing Vinod Khosla, who owns Khosla Ventures, which is another one of the number one firms. He said, you know, Vinod is lobbying to ban open source. And then Vinod responded and said, would you open source the Manhattan Project, right? That's the nuclear project that the U.S. did during World War II. He said, this one is more serious for national security. We're in a tech economic war with China, and AI that is a must win. This is exactly what patriotism is all about, not slogans. Okay, so, Vinod from Khosla Ventures is saying, this is like the nuclear bomb. It's like, you know, the Manhattan Project. We can't let China get it. We can't open source it. What's really interesting is then we had Yann LeCun, who heads up AI at Meta. And of course, Meta is famous for, they're just going crazy on all of this open source stuff. Like, that's really what they're doing. And he said, whatever war you think we are in, Vinod, will inevitably lose if we ban or merely hinder open source AI platforms. Then someone else called him out and said, your investment was built on 20 years of open source R&D and AI, and only now are you saying it's a matter of national security and patriotism to build a regulatory moat and lock out domestic competition. Respectfully, this decelerationism is a tragedy for all Americans. It's pretty funny. Someone else said, this is so wrong-headed. AI is not nuclear fusion, it's fusion. Anyways, what do you take on this? This is obviously like something that a lot of people are really up in arms about, and it's a big controversy. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, so I think, you know, a lot of it more so than a security concern, I think it's at this point, people are upset about, you know, if something becomes open source, then the data becomes free, essentially. And I think people are maybe upset. They had, you know, business models that included selling data, and buying data, and now they can't do that. And so it's kind of, to me, that would be the upsetting part as a tech company plan to, make all these algorithms and buy and sell data. So that's, I guess, my first reaction. Second reaction would just be that, I don't know, I think this data and whole security of our society, I think, goes a lot deeper than anyone really even knows. And I think China already has a lot of the data that they could get already. You know, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. So I think you bring up a really good point there. First off, Elon open sourcing Grok, I think, you know, it's sort of in line with what he's been doing. He's been open sourcing the discovery algorithms on X, if I'm not mistaken, and some other things. So it's sort of in line with some things he's been doing. He's obviously been calling for OpenAI to be open source. So this is not too shocking. I also feel like why did he announce this now and not sooner? Probably because he's doing this lawsuit against OpenAI, and he'd look like a hypocrite if he didn't open source his AI model when he's calling for them to be. I mean, but then again, that wasn't what he said his company was all about from the beginning. So, you know, I don't know, whatever. He can do whatever he wants. But in any case, as far as is open source good for everyone, I'm in the camp of yes, we need more open source models. We don't want these to be closed source held by a bunch of companies. You obviously have the people on the other side of this argument saying it's too dangerous for the general population to have it. Plus then China and North Korea and all of our political adversaries or geopolitical adversaries will take it. I think, like you said, Jamie, China already has this technology. They've obviously been building their own AI models. I don't think keeping this, not closed source is going to keep them away. In another note, I think we recently this week had someone sentenced to go to prison or at least accused. They worked at Google and were stealing AI secrets, and they were a Chinese national stealing them on behalf of the CCP. So I don't think there's high enough security at these tech firms, to be honest, in any regard, to really stop this. And so there's a really interesting tweet I want to get into on this. But before I do that, I want to say, from a business standpoint, and when we're talking about AI hustle here and all these side hustles, what's the benefit for businesses? It's immense. If you can get these open source models, if you're building any sort of tools, you don't have to pay Grok, or you don't have to pay OpenAI, or you don't have to pay Google every single time you use their tool through their API when you want to embed these into your product. So I think that the business benefit is really, really big. And that's why I'm excited about open source. I have software tools and I pay every single time someone uses them to OpenAI. And I'm excited for the day when I can have really high quality models that we can self-host or, you know, whatever, that we don't have to do that. So I think there is a big business benefit as well.
Yeah, and I think that this will also help eliminate at least somewhat the problem we had a couple weeks ago with some of the AI generation, image generation models showing bias and things like that. Remember, AI is drawing from information somewhere, and so if it is, you know, very limited in the amount of information it's drawing from, it may have, you know, bias, where if it's open source, it, you know, kind of will hopefully be less biased, but...
You can see if it's open source, you can just see where what the algorithms are. You can see the data sources, you can see everything. And so, and then people can go and tweak that themselves. That's the other cool thing about open source is beyond just you could self-host a model and not have to necessarily pay the company that made it, theoretically. But also you could take it and you could add code and add things yourself. So you can fork it and make your own version of it. So I think that's going to be a really interesting aspect. Okay. I saw a really interesting tweet on this whole conversation. I want to read it. It's a couple paragraphs, I want to read it, and I want to get your take on this, Jamie, because I think this is really interesting. So this is from Mark Andreessen. Of course, like we mentioned, he's in the current Twitter beef with Mr. Koshla from Koshla Ventures. This is what he said. He said, "Let's assume for discussion that AI in 2024 is like atomic technology in 1943. That AI should therefore be handled like the Manhattan Project, and that the specific risks is that the Chinese Communist Party gains access to American AI. And let's use OpenAI as an example of an American R&D facility." Okay, this is, we're setting this up. This is going to be interesting, right? I think he's going down the rabbit hole that essentially this was the argument that was just made. He said, "What counterintelligence capabilities does OpenAI have to prevent China from stealing our AI? What you'd expect to see is a rigorous security vetting and clearance process for everyone from the CEO to the cook with monthly polygraphs and constant internal surveillance, hardened physical facilities, what are called SCIFs, sensitive compartmented information facilities, U.S. Marines, or the equivalent as 24/7 armed guards, Faraday cages and electronic countermeasures, alarms going off if someone carries out so much as an Apple AirTag into the building, and someone very much like Boris Pash overseeing it all, interrogating and terrorizing people in all directions. I know this is so funny. Yeah, it's your point, Jamie. It's like these companies are not doing anything that China can't go and steal the data from. Like, we don't have that crazy security right now.
Yeah, that's kind of a funny way to put it. But I just kind of go, you know, thinking back to all the, TikTok drama with the leaked, or supposedly, you know, China was using it to spy on Americans, and, you know, people were all up in arms about it. But, you know, at the same time, is it too late already? You know, I think in a lot of ways, yes, because, you know, what people don't realize is that, for example, if indeed China is able to use TikTok to spy on every, you know, movement you make on your phone, they could be training their own AI models with that, you know, based on American voices, you know, facial recognition, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, in a lot of ways, I think it is, you know, maybe too late, but, you know, I think building security walls and safety measures from this point forward, specifically with, I think banking, would probably be the biggest concern at this point.
Definitely important. Yeah. So the second half of that tweet says, remember, even with tight security, the Russians still got the atomic bomb from the U.S. via their spies in the 1940s. The first Russian atomic bomb is said to have been wire for wire compatible with the American Nagasaki bomb, thanks to David Greenglass and the Rosenbergs. So to protect AI, you need even tighter security. Remember, this is a civilizational threat. Is this what we see at the OpenAI or any other American lab? No, in fact, what we see is the opposite, the security equivalent of Swiss cheese. Chinese penetration of these labs would be trivially easy using any number of individual espionage methods, such as simply bribing the cleaning crew to stick USB dongles into laptops. My own assumption is that all such American AI labs are fully penetrated by that China is getting nightly downloads of all American AI research and code right now. The conclusion is obvious. OpenAI must be immediately nationalized. Okay, an interesting take as well that I also haven't seen. So we have, you know, on the one hand, we have people saying open source it all. On the other hand, we have people saying, no, you can't open source it. China's going to get it. Then other people are saying, well, if you're really worried about that, you have to nationalize it if it's that big of a threat, which I think is kind of funny.
Well, interesting stuff. Well, you know, I will be closely following all this news. And if you got any value out of this podcast, we really appreciate you reviewing us. That really just means the world to us. And we love keeping you guys up to date on all the latest AI tools and news. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you next time.